Hi everyone, my name is Tejinder. Welcome to the Ask the Expert series for Azure for IT. Today, we're gonna answer any questions you have regarding Azure Storage. We have a few experts that can answer questions on the chat, and we have few experts who will answer your questions on camera. Before I introduce the experts, I just want to go over a quick code of conduct. We're in the business of empowering every person and organization to achieve more. So we value inclusivity at core. So we will not tolerate any harassment or discrimination based on age, color, gender. We expect all our attendees to uphold themselves with the principles of code of conduct. So with that, I just want to introduce the two other experts that we have. You already know me. I'm responsible for product marketing for Azure Storage. And with me, we have Carl and Raman. Carl, do you want to quickly introduce yourself?
Really happy to be here with everybody today. Look forward to your questions. And happy to share my knowledge on the topics that we're going to discuss around your storage needs. And again, any and all questions welcome. Really looking forward to this session today.
Thanks, Scott. Raman?
Hey, everybody. My name is Raman Kumar. I'm a Principal Program Manager in the Azure Disk Storage team. And I'm really excited to hear from you and answer your questions. So looking forward to this session.
Thank you, gentlemen. So how the flow is going to work? So you probably have signed on into the Microsoft account already. There will be the live chat Q&A section there. So please use that to ask any questions from the experts. Then with the help of moderators, we'll pick the ones that we can answer on screen. So most of the questions that you have will be answered verbally by the experts on the screen. In terms of etiquette, I already discussed we value inclusivity at our core, so we will not tolerate any inappropriate comments in the chat. This session will be recorded and available on demand, so no need to take any notes. You'll get all the details afterwards. With that, I know you probably know Azure Storage in general, but I wanted to quickly go over the Azure Storage portfolio so that you can get ready for your questions. We have storage products for the three types of storage. Block storage, we have a product called Azure Disk Storage, which is basically your traditional block storage for mission-critical applications. The feature that we're really excited about and we hear customers embrace all the time is Ultra Disk for your high, low latency needing workloads, shared disks, and disk pools. So that's Azure Disk Storage. For object storage, we have Azure Blob Storage and Azure Data Lake Storage. Azure Blob is the object storage, which is low cost, high scale performance needing workloads, so your HPCs, cloud native applications, web applications, we see a customer using Azure Blob Storage a lot. And Azure Data Lake Storage is the turnkey analytics storage, which is the storage you need for anything analytics. So we really see customers using it for Azure Synapse Analytics, Azure Databricks, Azure HD Insights, and so on. With this object storage portfolio, you get multi-protocol access. That means that in one storage account, you can access multiple protocols, REST APIs, NFS, HDFS. Last but not the least is file storage. We have two products, Azure Files, which is the shared storage we see people using for Windows Server, virtual desktops, and so on. And our native NetApp file storage, which is called Azure NetApp Files, which is used for performance intensive file workloads. So with that, please have, if you have any questions, put in the chat and we can take one by one. I see a couple of questions already. Raman, the first one is for you. So we talked about Azure Disk Storage. What are the recent disk storage announcement that you are really excited about and you see customers embracing a lot?
Yeah, so recently we announced three features and customers are really excited about them. The first feature is the zone redundant storage option, which allows you to achieve higher availability for your disk storage for scenarios like when you use disk storage in a shared mode for your clustered application, or you want to use ZRS disk for your legacy application that cannot replicate itself to a different zone for to achieving higher availability. So customers are really excited about ZRS option for disk storage. Then we also released live performance tier features, which allows you to increase the performance of your disk without taking any downtimes. That is really useful when you want to get more performance to meet the demand of your workload without taking any downtime. Then the last one is auto key rotation that we recently introduced. Now, if you are using custom managed keys to encrypt the data for your disk and you want to regularly change the keys to meet your compliance or security need, you can do it very seamlessly now. You just make an update at one place and then it will go and update all the disks, all the resources using that key. So yes, so these are the features that customers are really excited about right now.
Yeah, thanks, Raman. And we see all over customers embracing these features, and I'm really happy about ZRS for sure. There's another one that I see. Carl, maybe you can take this one. How does the end-to-end file share experience look like on Azure? Given your experience working with these types of technologies in the past, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, Tejinder, that's a great question. I love that one, and thank you whoever in the audience asked that. And you're spot on. As somebody who comes from managing on-premises infrastructures, I'm really well-versed in NAS and SAN technologies and often get into conversations with our customers and partners around how to provide equivalent services when moving to Azure, when moving to the public cloud for the first time. So I think really the easiest way to answer that question would be to provide a live demo. So I'm going to switch over here to my screen and let's take a look at my awesome dashboard in Azure. For those who are familiar with Azure, you know this is a way for you to interact with your resources, whether they're virtual machines, Kubernetes clusters, or storage resources, or one of the hundreds of services that Azure offers. But for those who have not seen the Azure portal before, this is a really simple graphical interface for managing your infrastructure, whether it's modern serverless or more traditional server-based applications. And what we're going to do to set up a NAS environment in Azure is start with a storage account. Everything begins with a storage account. And we're going to follow a simple wizard process to create a net new storage account and then attach a share to that that we can use for our applications that require either NFS protocol or SMB protocol. So let's go ahead and drop one in this resource group. That's a way to organize my resources. And we need to provide a unique name because this account could be accessed over the internet if that's something that we chose to do. So it's got to be globally unique. We choose one of the many worldwide regions that we have. I'll choose one close to me and where I'm based, East US2. And then my performance requirements. This is not a demanding application that I'm moving, so I'm going to choose standard. And then in terms of redundancy, this is how many copies in how many locations within my geographical boundary that I want to have this data hosted on. So I'll choose locally redundant because this isn't exactly a mission critical application. So the bare minimum 3 copies within my data center is going to be enough. And then from there, I just continue moving through the wizard here. So I mentioned public access over the internet. I'm going to go ahead and disable that. And then we do want to make sure that we are ready to support files. So we're going to have an active environment. I'll choose a hot tier. And I may be storing more than 5 terabytes of data in this particular share. So I'm going to enable the large file share capability. Next, we're going to move to networking, where I can further secure access to that. So in this case, we are going to restrict access to a network in the Azure public cloud, prevent that external access even further. I've got a bunch of virtual machines here, so we'll restrict it to that particular virtual network. We will add it to this subnet, which hosts my virtual machines. And then finally, we're going to move on to data protection, which makes sure that if I accidentally delete content, I'll be able to recover that from the equivalent of a recycle bin. Many of our NAS customers are familiar with snapshot type technologies. This is a snapshot like technology that helps you recover. And then if I wanted to, I could attach tags to this to pin it to a specific project. In my case, I'll skip the tagging section. We'll go ahead and hit review and then finally create that net new storage account where I can create file shares. And a fantastic thing is you didn't see anywhere in that experience where I was asked how much capacity I wanted to provision. One of the beautiful things about Azure Storage is we are billing you based on the data in the account, not for what you are allocating upfront. So it makes it really easy from a capacity planning and budgeting perspective to begin a project without having to do an upfront, you know, massive outlay of cash. So I am now ready at this point to have petabytes of data stored in this storage account across multiple file shares or across multiple REST API-based containers for my modern apps. And creating a file share is as simple as hitting that add, giving it a name, choosing the tier, and I won't get into this right now, but there are different ways to make sure you have the right price performance for your application. And I am done. I am ready to connect to that. I can configure Azure Active Directory domain services or a traditional Active Directory domain controller environment to manage my ACLs for this share. And it's just a super easy process. In what, you know, seconds, less than a minute there, I have 100 terabytes of data available. And then I also get asked how to migrate data to that. So if we have time, I'll show one more demo before we're done today.
And like you said, it took seconds to create an account without provisioning any capacity, right? Which is the beauty of it, the architecture we have with storage accounts.
That is one thing that we talk about all the time is the on-demand nature of the cloud. And that just illustrates it perfectly, right? There's no capacity planning. There's no ordering equipment. It's the beauty of on-demand cloud resources.
Sounds good. And we'll keep you accountable for the other demo as well, if you have time. So Raman, you talked about ZRS in your recent announcement for the storage. As we like commonly see for customers, redundancy is a big thing that they think about when deciding what storage to use. Do you mind sharing how ZRS works for clustered applications for this?
Oh, definitely. So we can quickly go over how you can take advantage of ZRS disk for your clustered application. Now, before I show you in action, right, on a high level, how ZRS disk complements a clustered application, let's talk about that. So in a clustered application, you will typically use more than one VM. Typically, if you take a SQL failover cluster instance, you'll have more than one VM. One VM will be the primary VM that will be taking care of all the current traffic of the application. And then the other VM will be the standby VM or the secondary VM, which the system will fail over to in the event the primary VM goes down, so that, you know, there is no impact on the application. But, you know, VMs, they also need a shared storage, right? Because when VMs fail over from primary to the secondary, you need a shared storage that is accessible from the secondary VM, so that there is no impact on the application. And that is where shared ZRS test comes into picture. So all these VMs, right, primary and secondary, they can use a shared ZRS test. And when the primary VM goes down due to a hardware failure or due to a zone down failure or like a natural disaster, the ZRS test, the shared ZRS test will continue to be available, and the secondary VM will switch over to the shared ZRS test, and then there is no impact on your application. So now let's go and see how you can configure that. So I have already created a shared ZRS test. So this is my shared ZRS test. And you can see that the SKU for this test is premium SSD ZRS. And you can see that the maximum share that this ZRS test supports is 3, which means that this test can be attached to 3 VMs at the same time. Currently, this test is not attached to any VM. So we are going to go and see how you can attach it to 2 different VMs in 2 different zones. So I have already created 2 VMs for this demo. And let's go and pick 1 VM. So this is the first VM. You can assume this is your primary VM. So I'll go to the disk tab, and then I will click on the attach existing disk. And then from here, I will select my disk, right, that I have already created that we just saw. And that's it. Once you click on the save, in a few seconds, this disk will be attached to the primary VM. So now this will take time. While this is being done, I want to quickly show you this is done already. That was too quick. Now, what I want to show is that this VM is created in zone 1, right? So you can see that this is associated to zone 1 for your subscription. So now the disk is fully attached to the VM, this shared ZRS test. Now we'll go and look at another VM, which is created in a different zone. So let's go and then find that VM. The second VM that we want to use. So this is the second VM I have, and you can see that this VM is created in zone 2, right? So now we talked about the clustered application, right? So it's very important that for your clustered application, if you want to take advantage of zones, you should place these VMs in different zones so that your application can survive even when an entire zone goes down. So now again, we will go and attach the shared ZRS test to the secondary VM. So again, you will follow the same process. And you'll select the shared disk and click on save. And again, in a few seconds, the disk will be attached to 2 VMs. And while this is taking time, let's go and check out, it's done, which is fantastic. So now let's go and check out again the shared disk. So right now it is not showing. But what I wanted to show here is that this disk now it should be attached to 2 VMs that we saw during the demo. That's it. So now, in summary, right, you saw that you can take a shared ZRS test and then attach the shared ZRS test to 2 different VMs in 2 different zones, and then configure your clustered application to get the best availability.
Yeah, thanks, Raman. And that shows, for this, which is heavily used for mission critical application, redundancy becomes a key point. So thank you for walking us through that. We have a few more questions trickling in. Carl, I think you might be the right person for the next one. Can you tell us more about the Azure Storage Partner ecosystem and the range of solutions that you partner with these companies for?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. That's in my sweet spot. I spend a lot of time working with our strategic partners inside of our vast ecosystem. And that's one of the fantastic things about working within this group is we provide a platform that our customers and our partners can build on. So I'm going to switch over again to my browser real quick and show a page that we have put together, or a series of pages, I should say, that helps our customers locate partners that we work with closely and whom we have validated that their solutions work in a best practices manner with Azure. So you can find this comprehensive list at aka.ms/Azure Storage Partners, all one word, of course. And you'll see they are categorized by really the technology areas that they fall into, like analytics and big data, data management and migration partners, and primary and secondary storage partners. And for each one of these areas, we have effectively a catalog of partners that we've worked with a description of what exactly their solution does and where to learn more or even acquire that through the Azure Marketplace. And then in many of these areas, we have built comparisons to help guide and choose the right partner for you. And then even detailed how-to guides to get started with adopting them that include Azure best practices and the best practices from our partner. So we do a tremendous amount of work with our partners, and we've worked very hard to make it easy for you to locate the right solutions and the right partners to help you meet your business needs. Love that question.
Yep, thanks, Scott. And it shows like how deeply integrated we are with these partners, heavily invested in meeting where customers are, right? Meeting customers' needs where they are. I know you mentioned migrations in your previous answer. Can you tell us how easy it is to migrate data into Azure using one of our partners that you just showed?
Yeah, absolutely. So, really, as someone who's lived through this, migrating between data centers more times than I would like to count, it's always something that comes with a little bit of risk and a little bit of uncertainty. And the way that you mitigate that, you make sure it's an easy task and a risk-free task, is by choosing the right tools for the job. So you saw, obviously I highlighted some of our key partners here in this space. Datadobi, Comprise, and Data Dynamics are three partners that we work with to migrate files between an on-premises NAS or file server environment to Azure. And I have an example of this configured already with our friends from Datadobi. This is their StorageX migration tool. And it does two things which are really important as part of a migration. One is helping to assess your environment, so you know exactly what type of data, what size the files are, how old that data is before engaging in a migration. Because the best thing that you may be able to do is to migrate that data between different platforms to meet your price performance needs, like Azure Files, Azure NetApp Files, and Blob Storage in some combination. And then to perform the actual migration after you've gone in and assessed your environment, it really is as simple as choosing to migrate from a source system to a destination system. So here I have a NetApp storage virtual machine in a clustered ONTAP environment, and I want to migrate that to a Azure NetApp Files instance that I have in Azure. So just like you saw before with creating a storage account, I'm going to go through this wizard process. I'm going to choose what to migrate where, and based on templates that I have, like copy everything or only copy old stuff to Blob and new stuff to Files or Azure NetApp Files. And then I have to do things like choosing my specific share or shares that I want to migrate. In my case, let's migrate just that one share. And that is it. At this point, I am ready to go and kick off this migration in a phased approach in the background, and then perform a cutover during a change window from my old on-premises environment to my new cloud-based environment. So whether it's Data Dynamics with StorageX, DataDobi with Dobi Migrate, or Comprise with their intelligent data management, these three key strategic partners can help you make your migration seamless and risk-free. Love that. Thank you, Tejinder. That's a great question.
Yeah, and thanks, Carl. And it's so seamless, right? You pretty non-destructive and pretty intuitive UI as well. So great job by our key partners there. Raman, I think the next one is for you. So the question is, how do I decide between premium SSDs and Ultra Disks for my workloads? How do I make that choice, which one to use?
Yeah, so there is there are two criteria that you should use to basically choose between Ultra and Premium SSD. The first one is latency, and then second one is the price. So latency, so if you compare Ultra and Premium SSD, Ultra offers better read and write latency, and it is recommended for a workload, very, very performance sensitive workload like SAP HANA, wherein you need some millisecond latency, but then it comes with the cost. So the price of Ultra Disk is higher than Premium SSD. If you don't need some millisecond latency, but you want to use a good storage for your performance sensitive workload like database application, you can use Premium SSD disk. So basically, the difference is the latency. If you need very good latency for a workload like SAP HANA, you should go for Ultra. Otherwise, you can choose Premium SSD disk.
Yeah, well said, Raman. Latency, performance in general, huge criteria for customers. I think we have time for the last one. So, Carl, I think this might be in your wheelhouse. How do I know which file storage option in Azure to use? Similar to what we discussed with this, help our customers decide which file storage to use.
Yeah, love it. Again, fantastic question. Boy, our attendees are just on point today. You find similar things, whether it's Azure Files or Azure NetApp Files. We offer different price performance tiers, so it's critically important to understand your application throughput, read-write transactions, or IOs per second requirements, and latency requirements to know whether ultra tier of Azure NetApp Files or premium tier or standard tier or our options in Azure Files like Transaction Optimized, Hot, or Cool are the best solution for your particular application. And then outside of that, availability. How many regions do you need to make sure that a copy of this data exists in? Absolutely need to consider that. And the protocol requirements, of course. NFS, SMB, both simultaneously, that's gonna help dictate the right file storage platform for you as well. And we've got a great document that can guide customers and compare and contrast those differences that I'll make sure and throw up in the chat.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. And like Carl said, we have everything documented. Docs.microsoft is gold for that. So please explore that. I think we are at time. We got a lot of questions. And we answered most of them. And I'm actually really impressed we covered the whole portfolio and saw a few demos as well. So thank you for the engagement, everyone. So we really want you to try out Azure Storage. So we have free tiers for Azure Storage that you can use. So go set up an account and use those tiers. Secondly, we have created a lot of learn modules, which is our way of telling you basics about what storage to use at what time. So go explore the learn modules as well. And last but not the least, explore docs. AKS.ms, Azure Storage Docs is the place to go to learn more about it. Yeah, with that, thank you. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Raman, for answering all the questions. And thank you, our attendees, for joining us today. Thank you and have a good day.